Oh, must have the wrong.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We are joined by Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School. Tom, long time. Great to hear from you.
Thanks, Bill. Yes, good to hear from you. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us and responding here and joining us to talk about the Jamboree coming up at Lynn Classical High School. It's the 29th annual Paul Duchesne Basketball Jamboree and the 10th at Classical High School. And I guess just give us a quick overview on how on the Jamboree and what happens.
Thank you very much. This is our 29th annual Paul Duchesne Jamboree, high school girls basketball jamboree. It's going to be at Lynn Classical on December 10th. We have 18 teams, so we have 9 games. And tipping off at 2 p.m. at Lynn Classical High School, and we'll run right through until about 8 p.m. Get to see 18 local, North Shore-ish, I'll say, type of high school girls play. And it is a great way to kick off the basketball season. I tell the coaches it is the closest thing that you will get to a game in the preseason. We wear uniforms. You'll have a crowd. We have refs who donate their time. It's just a great way to kick off the season with some real energy. The gym is buzzing, which is for a coach, an old coach, it's always a nice thing to see and experience.
Yeah, it's a great chance to see coaches and players alike and for them to – and it's you know, I'm looking at the teams, Tom, and there's a great mix of teams. I mean, you got Northeastern Conference schools like Danvers, Swampscott, Saugus. Then you've got Melrose out of the Middlesex League. And I'm leaving a few out. You got Marblehead girls in there as well. Then in the Cape Ann League, you got North Reading. You got Fenwick from the Catholic Central League and so on. Hamilton Wenham's in there. So, I mean, and Lynn English, of course. And you got many teams in there. So it's a great mix of teams.
Yeah, it is a great mix. Many of these teams have supported our Jamboree year after year, and they want to come back year after year, and we're glad to have them, and we appreciate the support. And then invariably, we need another new team or two. And Central Catholic, for example, is a new addition this year. Reached out to them, and Coach Grange, you know, graciously accepted and was all in, so we're glad to welcome them this year. So, yeah, I agree. Great mix of teams across three or four or five leagues that will all come to Lynn Classical on the 10th of December, and we'll have a really good afternoon and evening of high school basketball to kick us off.
You know, I think the first time I really got introduced to Paul Duchesne, he was head football coach at Lynn English High School, but he was also the girls basketball coach, if I have it right at Lynn Classical, right, Tom?
Yeah, you know, Mr. Duchesne, and you know, he was before my time, but I got all my information from either his son, Mark, who works the Jamboree, he's a teacher in the Lynn Public School System, and works the Jamboree every year, or from former Lynn Classical former AD, Dick Ruth. And Mr. Ruth could not say enough great things about Mr. Duchesne, so when he decided to give up the Jamboree when he retired, I picked it up gladly. And we get to continue to honor Mr. Duchesne, who was a longtime educator, as I understood it, taught and coached at several schools, I believe Fenwick as well, a few different sports. And, you know, kind of what I come away with is everything that's right about high school sports is what Mr. Duchesne was all about.
Yeah, very good guy. And I got to meet him over the years ago. So, yeah, maybe before your time. But unfortunately, Tom, not before my time, I guess. Huh? But, all right. So let me tell me about Lynn Classical girls basketball here for 2022-23. What is your team going to be like this year?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we're only 2 days in, so we're still trying to figure out what we're all going to be about, as every team is at this point. We have a number of kids that are returning that played significant minutes last year. Ava Thurman, Laura Hennessy, Kaya Brown, to name three. Lauren Wilson, to name a fourth. And then we have just another good group of kids that are all vying for playing time, working hard every day in the gym. And it's just so exciting to be back. Probably this year feels a lot more normal than it has the last couple of years. And I think everybody is appreciative of that is the word I would use.
No, I agree with you. Let's hope so. Hey, can you tell me about the power? Who are the powers in girls basketball in the Greater Boston League, where Classical is obviously playing now?
Yeah, I mean, Lynn English is going to be very good. They're always very good. Everett is very good. I would expect that Maldon will be very good. So those are just a few off the top of my head. So we opened with Somerville, so I'm going to say Somerville because I don't want to give them any bulletin board material. And it's a nice league. You got to come out. You got to compete every night. You can win any game, but then you can also get beat any game. So if you come to play, then you give yourself a chance. But if you don't come to play, you know you're gonna be in for a battle.
Tom, I want you to know I have your back on this. What about Revere?
I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Yes, Revere. I know they graduated some pieces, but I also know that they have some young pieces that are players, I should say, that are coming back who are very talented. A couple of freshmen that they had last year who are very talented. And, yeah, we had two good games with them last year, and they will be very tough. So, yeah, I was looking at my Jamboree schedule, and they're not in the Jamboree. So, but believe me, they'll give – anybody in the league a good game any particular night.
And I got to pick your brain. What's the buzz? Are you hearing anything out of the Northeastern Conference this year?
Just a little. Being removed from that league a couple of years, I know that PBD will be good. From what I understand, they have everybody back. We played them actually in the Division I state tournament last year. Gave them a game for about three quarters, but they're very, very talented. So I know that they'll be good. We actually are scrimmaging three Northeast Conference teams in the preseason, Beverly, Danvers, and Winthrop. So it's good to have those connections with other conferences for that type of reason. And I'll pick Seth, the Beverly coach Seth, and Brain when I see him on Saturday and see what he has to say about the Northeast Conference.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, great talking with you. Good luck with the Jamboree. And, I know that the move to the Greater Boston League is good for all the schools, Lynn English, Lynn Classical, and so on. But, you know, I think the Northeastern Conference really, I would miss these matchups between in the girls' basketball for sure with Classical and the other Northeastern Conference foes. They're always great games, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, and we're going to play Saugus this year in our non-league schedule. So we've kept that. I look for short bus rides, Bill, when I look at my non-league schedule, and I couldn't find a much shorter bus ride than Saugus. And so we're going to play them again. We played them last year. We split with them, had two good games. So we're going to keep that alive as well.
Well, I guess you get a blue check mark from the Lynn Public Schools Transportation Department. So nice work there. Okay.
Yep, try to keep everybody happy.
There you go. Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck with the Jamboree on the 10th, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Bill. Thank you for you and all of MSO's support.
Yep. Tom Sawyer, girls basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.